Simon Shin Tes Vav Zif Yud Talus Kifula. Okay, so you folded it over, you put it across some type of a beam or something like that. Okay, and the two sides are hanging down, and you're going to use this to be like a canopy over the area where you're sleeping. Let's, you know, picture it like a tent. But that which you then stretch it out and you extend it out and make it into a functioning tent, so it's hanging down like this, you're going to pull it aside, tie it on, or hook it on, whatever, but the straps which you hook it on with already are attached from before Shabbos. So you're allowed to extend it, you're allowed to take it apart. Okay, so if a person would have a pareichus in front of a doorway, it's hanging down, and you need to, now, the exact mitzvahs of this pareichus case, the Mishnah Berurah is going to deal with, there was no oil there at all, it's just a mechitza. Whereas in the case of the talus, there was an oil situation, and that the Mishnah Berurah will do. Let's see, Mishnah Berurah, Simchat Lamed Zayin, talus kefula, shenoisna alamait. You put it across this moat is like a cross piece of wood. Hanosin ben shnei tzelim, which is placed between two walls. You have this thing going across, this bar going across, and then you hang it over the bar. It's the two sides are now hanging down, reaching down to the ground. What a person would do is, he would put himself between the two sides, and would sleep there, and it would block the sun or the heat. While you also lost his cane, b'shabbos d'mikra oil aroy. So it's an oil aroy, but you're not allowed to make an oil aroy. K'mavur b'sif ches. So that's in a case, I couldn't do this achatchil on Shabbos. So what we're adding now in Sif Yud is dimhoyes kishahoyes atalas mekupelas umanachas alamoyt me'er b'shabbos. If when you place it there from before Shabbos, hoyu b'chutz and tuliyim, there were straps which were hanging off. Shal yodan perched on the kaseh, which that's what you use to extend the sides. So then, what to the posture b'shabbos? I'll call erech amoit. You're allowed to pull it off to the side along the length of the moit. So it's hanging down. You're going to here's the moit, and it's hanging down like this. You're going to pull it off to this side. It'll be all along the whole length of the moit. It'll be now stretched. Now it's going to be like stretched up a little bit.
So it's sort of like analogous, like pulling something along a curtain rod. Or is it going sort of in the opposite direction?
It's going up. You're making it's an oil issue, right?
It's already hanging down. My understanding.
Right, and you're now going to lift it up.
You lift it. Okay. Right.
She ought to do that. She says, "Batam, why in the world does this mutter? The kibbutz yadei hachutim kal l'moshka behem. These chutim make it very easy to then extend it. So we deal with it. Have a kilo ha'isa atalus prusa mikvar tefach mi'erev Shabbos. We give it the same kula as if there was a tefach open already. Have we rock moisav al erla roy v'shori b'kanabas tepes. Again, the case was it wasn't real kava. You weren't leaving it there. So it is really an aroy. But it's an oil aroy, and you're making an aroy the chatchila, which is also the rabbanon. Extending the oil aroy was mutter. So we're going to give this halacha as if you're extending it, since it wasn't, even though it wasn't actually open, but since it's very easy to open, it's like all you're doing is just extending an oil aroy, not making an oil aroy.
And you're tying it once you open it up?
You would tie it till for the night time, and then in the morning you would take it down. So it's not a kavo.
And is the moat, is that that's a tefach? Why the moat?
The moat wasn't a tefach.
It was not a tefach, right. Okay.
So the heter is because we give it the same kula as if it was open a tefach, and all you do is extending because we said once it's open a tefach, extending the bag of the oil further is mutter. Just as like it already had something there already, and you're just extending. Because I'm not going to run. However, the marish achar pisosalo yia begaga milamala reich of tefach. He says the chumra over here. In a case where you would be putting it for kvius, not just for one-time usage. So we said before, if you end up with a tefach on top, a and you're putting it for kvius, that's called a divan al kevin, not divan al roy. Or if it has, with like we said the idea, if it has within three tefachim of the top, it's a width of a tefach. So if that's what you're going to be doing, so that you're making, that's considered, that's like an oil kavua. Now it's only an oil kavua in a situation where you're doing it for tvius. If you plan to take it away before that, it's not a tvius. So in that situation, the Magen Rambam says this kula with uchal wouldn't be able to apply. If you can build it, you can take it apart. If you can't build it, you can take it apart.
That doesn't mean taking it off the cross piece. It means that you can collapse it again.
Well, the truth is, there's no way of taking it off the cross piece at all. Because that's not an oil at all. Once you're allowed to collapse it. So then the next step of taking it off the cross piece would be mutter.
The whole kula here is that it's a oil or eye, and in that situation it has to be sort of open tefach.
Right, so over here it wasn't really open a tefach. But we're giving it halacha, the kula, as if it was open a tefach already, because it's very easy to extend it. The straps already there makes it easy to, so we deal with it as if it was opened already, and therefore you're just extending. But it wasn't really opened. The tefach.
Right, so I would have thought it would have been considered like destroying if you would have taken away the ability to make it easy to open again. Just like if
right, so they said l'kula, not l'chumra, right?
Okay.
In other words, this idea that we consider an oil that free, just extending, it's a virtual oil. The virtual O was we used Lakula, not Lakumra. Correct. Good point. Vechena Parochis, Lamates. Kolba Zagam Vilan Shlifting on Pesach. Well, the same thing would be a case of a person's putting a curtain in front of the door. Now, why am I going to run the High Vechain Lavdavka? The idea that it's the same type of case, it's not really correct. It's not exactly. The sharib is that avo pishlo hoyo le chutzen. Over here, it's mutter even if there's no chutzen at all. Shum de'en oil ela ha'asikein gag. There's no roof over here. So it's not an oil at all. Now, we know if he mashed a heavy bal migdal oiz, b'shemer ben ochanano. But the sefer migdal oiz, which is one of the mafreshim on the bottom of the Rambam, in your standard Rambam text, quotes the ben ochanano. And v'chenu b'perish Rebbeinu Chananu shelofaneinu shiyotze mikarav lohar. And we also find it in Rebbeinu Chananu, which is in our, which we have lofaneinu, it's in front of us now, which just recently was reached the light of day, just recently was published. It wasn't recently written. Obviously, Rebbeinu Chananu was written 1,000 years ago, but it was found and recently published. So they quote Rebbeinu Chananu, the peruch is not mitzorch shiyuchutin kruchim alam yerav Shabbos litzus. But you do have to have chutin. The Magen says you don't have to have chutzin, but the Ben Chanan says you do. So what's Takar Pshat? So Zakti Mishabura. So yes, the Torah learned that Rambam Baal Halacha Zoy Nami Sir like Rebbeinu Chanan. So the language of this sif over here is the language of a Rambam, and the Rambam says V'chena Pereches. So the Magen said no, he doesn't really mean it's not precise V'chena. On the other hand, if you say the Rambam means like the Rebbeinu Chananu, well, it is precise. So I'd rather say the Rambam means like the Rebbeinu Chananu, that Bechena Perochas, you must have Chut in there beforehand. It hasn't been Mazur. Why yet? It's just been Mazur, just in Pshat of the Sugya. How to understand the flow. Logic would be that to learn like the Rebbeinu Chananu, not like the way the Magen Rambam says in the Rambam. Nam Yisrael like Rebbeinu Chananel, that you need, that there should be chutin. Once that's true, the word v'chein, it's a smamish, the same halach. You have to have chutim. V'chein mucham mibir agro, the mafarish can. The truth is a bir agro. Now the Magen Avraham says that the head over here is only because there are chutim. Achladina ain nafkamina b'zeh. The truth is, even if that's shot in the Rambam, however, it's not really negeya halacha l'maisa. The mucha mehatur v'shar poiskim the mutter litnas b'chol gavni. In that situation, it's mutter. You don't need chutim. Putting a mechitza, which is not there for the purpose of permitting anything, there's no isser at all. So you're allowed to hang it without anything more. So you don't need chutim. So even that's pshat in the Reinoch Hananel and it's pshat in the Rambam, the Maisa Lachal Maisa, we have the Ramah before, since it wasn't there Lahat, there it's Mutter. Kasim Magan Avram, the Mechitza Hasuya Lahatir Shepazuk Shulchan Aruch Leil B'Sif Aleph, the Asher La'Seis B'Shabbes. And in the case where Mechitza is yes coming to create a situation of enclosure, halachic enclosure, mimat or something. So maybe chutin should permit that case. Mechitza Shulahatir had didn't like an oil. An oil which is God has chutim is mutter. But the Rambam says no. Who are filo kishar yechutim kruchim alav erev Shabbos? We're not going to imat the rechitza, which is asui lahatir. Yesh mekilim is that some disagree with the Magen Avraham and say that that's not true. It's not more chomer. Mechitza asui lahatir is not more chomer than an oil aroy, which we said ayerechutim. It's mutter because it's considered like it's already there from beforehand. So over here also ayerechutim is considered like it's there from beforehand.
We have a piece of asui lahatir. Is this the first time we see them trying to see that they were trying to compare, like, since an oil is like this, therefore a mechitza hasoy lehatir should be like this too?
Well, that was how we understood it before. The lechumra, that's how we understood it. The logic behind the mechitza hasoy lehatir is we give it halacha like it has the same chumras as an oil. Mechitza is not osir. Mechitza roy is not osir. Mechitza hasoy lehatir is a roy, is as chumr as an oil aroy. So if that's the lumdis and an oil aroy chutim or matter, so we also chutim shri matter, which is what the Mechilim said.
I'm sorry, I missed reason of the chutim or matter?
Chutim or matter, because we deal with it as if it's been extended already from before Shabbos, therefore it's already is a tefach there.
Oh, so wait, I'm picturing a talus that's hanging over, and from the talus are like the tzitzit strings. No,
the straps attached to it, which you use whenever you are, you know, you're very handy, and you say, well, this is you know your kid's covering for the night. So you did it three times, already had to tie it on. So you know what? Let's tie it. Let's sew on some straps. So this tomorrow night, we'll just put on a hook.
Okay.
So I just pull it up, hook it on. So it's ready. It's ready to go. So I don't have to do anything more. It's ready to go. So that gives it a din as if it's already been extended.
Okay, fine. That is dependent upon that. Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay, kilos chasanim yud aleph. Kilos chasanim is this canopy over the bed. Shema gaga tefach, and it doesn't have four posts. The canopy only has two posts. So you have one post in the middle of the headboard, one post in the middle of the footboard, and you run a crossbar from one side to the other, and you hang this thing down. So it's not a tefach wide. That's, you know, the case that it wasn't a tefach wide. And again, the way it hangs down, in a very, the beginning at least, a very narrow way, that within three tefachim, the highest three tefachim are still less than a tefach from each other. So there is a similar type of idea as the case of talis kula. You're not making a gag tefach. on Shabbos. You're not, and hoil, and you want to now, you want to now spread it out and use it. So hoil be mekenes lekach muta l'tosa muta l'farka usha l'tehe mishashelos me'ala mitzvah tefa. So if you want to put it there, put it. You want to extend it. You want to take it apart. So that's all mutter. But then he adds one last thing. If this canopy flows down to the bed, goes over the sides of the bed, and then continues below the bed, a tefach. So if you want to put that there on Shabbos, that's already like you're making a mechitza, because below the bed now it's hanging down a tefach. That's like a mechitza of a tefach. Plus you're putting something on top. We're going to say that that's also. We'll see now. Well, we'll see in the Mishabur what that's about. Mishabur said, "Cotton man, kilos chasan." There's one post by the headboard higher than the mita. There's another piece of wood which extends up by the feet of the bed. You have this crossbar standing on these two posts. Then you spread over a large piece of cloth. Rush and Yard and Mikana, they hang over the two sides of the bed. Kimin oil al kapene kolamita, they make a tent over the bed. That was referred to as Kilis Chasan. So you're allowed to put it there in Shabbos. So now, what it sounds like you're allowed to do means you're allowed to actually take the vilum, which is not on the bed yet, and put it over the bed, put it over the mit. So what does it mean, Misukanas? Shahol Shim Misukanas, Bir Shaykhina Lakakma Vedyan. It's been designated for that purpose. Everything is ready to go. See, you're not making an oil of a tefach. You're not making a gag of a tefach. You're not making a gag samach l'gimel a tefach. So all is an oil of roy, which you can't make an oil of roy l'chadchila. But over here, since you've designated everything from beforehand, it's mutter l'chein sharb is af a pisha loy ha yuchutin kruchim alem erev Shabbos. You can't make an oil on Shabbos. So even unless there's a case where you already have these straps, but the case where there is no straps, so it's only mutter because it's been designated from beforehand.
And the kruchin is just a further explanation of these straps.
Right, but the case where there was no straps, right? But the case before where there were straps, that's chutzin kruchin, right? Okay. But it can't extend me'alamita tefach. Hatam, the kim and shimash shalas me'alamita tefach biskifa, it's extending beyond the bed. One tefach, straight up and down. Lacha klois hashipua, after the angle has finished. So now he says, in a case where I don't have it all at a slant, I have a wall. Well, here the wall is very small, it's only a tefach high, but conceptually, if I go make a tent, even though it's all at an angle, but if there's walls, that's the roof of the walls. So it's going to get a din of oil. It's more than a tefach wide, and it's the oil for these walls. So that's a new din that we're learning over here.
But you are making it. Maybe let's see front of this.
I'm sorry, what?
I was going to say, but you are making the gag verse before you make the mechitzah.
The heter of that is only because it's shalok yederich. That wouldn't be true over here. And your kavon over here is to be an oil. I mean, that's your kavon. Mi'amita didan shein kila aleha shepersin aleha sadin. When you put, there's no kilo there. You're just putting your blankets on the bed, your sheets on the bed. Abishanochzim puri a tefach. Hang over the bed a tefach, less than a ball, that's not a problem. There's no space under it. It's not an oil, so it's not an oil with mechitzas. It's a nothing. It's a nothing with mechitzas. That's not osur. There's no oil there at all. But the case whether you're making a kilos chasanim, where there is an oil, that's a problem.
So even though the mechitza is not necessary to hold up the gog in this case, right, we still want to consider it as mechitzas for the oil. Because generally speaking, that was the whole purpose of the mechitza, is to uphold the gog.
Not dafka. The point is that a gog with a mechitza together creates a type of a binyan. Walls and a roof.
So the biggest difference between this case and Yud is that we didn't have this one set up on top of the bar before Shabbos, and that's the difference? Or is it that in either case it's the fact that we're sort of draping it over the sides of the bed, and that's the issue?
You moved from difference to similarity in your two possibilities that you gave me.
Right. So I'm asking over here, why is this case? What's the distinguishing thing in this case that makes it usser, where in the previous case it seems like it would be mutter? Is it simply because we're draping over the bed here, and that makes it usser? Because it seems like it would have been very similar to the previous case. That's my point.
Well, Yud Aleph is being matter more than Yud. Yud Aleph is saying, even though there's no chutzim, it's still mutter. Yud telling me that it's mutter together with the fact that there were chutzim there.
So the chutzim that we had in Yud were, it was a bar that was an additional bar that was helping to spread it out. I was confused on Yud, because I didn't get a clear picture of what the scenario was. Here is a little bit more clear for me.
Right, but we're over here we're being makel, and we're saying over here, if even the, over here it's mutter only. I don't have chutim attached to it, so why should it be mutter? So he's telling me in a case where you've prepared everything from before Shabbos, and you're not making a real gag over here because there's not an oil tefach over here.
Chutim are the cross piece. There was a cross.
Chutim are straps.
There were the straps. Okay, I thought we said something about there being a cross.
Well, there was a crossbar. Both of these have a crossbar. Right?
And the crossbar is the thing hanging. Bar. Oh, right. Okay,
that's the mitzvah. The chutim are the straps which allow you to extend it.
To attach to the ground.
The ground, to the side, wherever you're going to attach it, and so. And Sefirot, I told you that the fact that there are chutim there, that allows you to extend it, because we consider it as if it's been extended from beforehand. Mm-hmm. So, over here, and you're not really making a real gag, because like the Magen Avraham, Mishnah recorded from Magen Avraham, there was no Reich of Tefach being made. We were saying also the case that there was no Reich of Tefach being made, and we're telling you that there's a heter of Misukenes Lekach. Right? So we're extending that. And that heter doesn't apply in a case where it's going to be Meshoshelis Malamita Tefel. It's going to extend down below the mita.
Okay. All right. We didn't have that differentiation in Yud so much that if if you end up with the chutim somehow allowing the material to drape over something. So
actually, the case up there was draping over the person. It wasn't extending to below the. It wasn't the way I understood it. The way I'm picturing it, maybe I'm wrong, is that there you're sleeping on the ground. Mm-hmm. The case was here. There's a bed, and it's going to now hang over the bed and extend down beneath the bed, above the ground. Mm-hmm. The case before, it was just touching the ground.
And the chutzim were on the corners of the material.
Right.
Okay. So
corners, the sides, whatever it was.
Well, it was on the sides, and you still have the issue of possibly having this draping down and making mechitza. It didn't talk about it. Unless I'm picturing the device incorrectly.
Oh, it's sort of in the corner. As long as it's at the end of the garment. You're right. Theoretically, if I would extend it out like this and still have the other thing hanging, it might be a problem. And that's a point that I would assume you're correct.
Okay, I'm correct. Thanks.
Okay, Yud Beis. This is also still the language of the Rambam. Hanoita Paroichus v'chiyetzibo. Tzorchli zorshal yasad oil b'shoshad noita. Now, exactly what they're concerned about, so I'm hanging up my parochas, which it really is a mechitz, it's not an oil. But I imagine sometimes you can, you know, we have this nice bar over here. Let's say, imagine the way you would put up, you drape it over a bar. Well, sometimes you drape it over a bar, you could have now a horizontal piece, which might be a tefach long. And now you've made an oil. That's assuming that's something along those lines. So you have to be careful that you shouldn't make an oil while you're hanging up your parochas. He parochas gedol, it's the large one. So talon oiso shnayim, you should have two people doing it simultaneously. I will echad also, one person is also to do it, because one person is going to do it, it's going to end up a large part of it. He's going to put up one side, the other side is going to be sort of like limping to the side and making an oil tefach. Exactly this case. My challenge over here is figuring out the physical mitzvahs of these cases. I'm not sure exactly what it is. I think we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, see if we can get it, work it out. Mishnah Berurah Yud Beis, Sivkat Mem Gimel. And let the parochas calls the loshon Rambam Masir LeDaaf Shemistama Yesh Aleh Chutin Mi BeErev Shabbos Shitul Yeben. The chut parochas is made with chutin to hold it. We saw before in the Shulchan Aruch, if you had putting a parochas up without chutin was osur, right? That's how the Ben Ochanan and the said like that in the Gros that's shot in the Rambam, that the case was you need chutin. For the hachi tzarkli zorbas, you still be careful with the following issue of making an oil as you're putting it up. As you're hanging it, so then derech hu shemis kapelas mat me rochpa. The normal flow is that some of it folds over from the width of the garment. Some of it will fold over. Yeah, careful tefach habali oil. And that, if that which folds over is a tefach wide, you're going to have a problem.
Okay. Why don't we come on to saying that you're not necessarily making this for the space that's underneath it. You're just trying to hang it and get it out of the way. And also it's a Dover Shem Eskavim that you're not worried about making it. And therefore wouldn't we assume that this would be an Oyel Arai? And therefore
you're asking a very good question. The Chazanis says he doesn't understand this halakha of the Rambam because of that kasha. No. He doesn't give it to Eretz. You know, it's interesting. It's not a Gemara. It's a Rambam. This is the Rambam. So telling us, b'shnayim, two people should do it together. B'shnayim, yichalom nitlois, kulak echot, shaloi tis kapel. Two people can do it together, set it up in such a way that it shouldn't fold over. Mashen can echot one person. That's not so. Times that yesh nimnoim ksas shaloi tis a parochus b'shabbos. That's why some people wouldn't put up a parochus on Shabbos. I mean, you have to say in the Rambam that since you do have a kavanah to make a mechitza, you have kavanah's mechitza over here, and the mice, you end up with an oil, so that's more chomer, and that's how the Shartzian says it in Nun Beis. But it needs.
Even so, we already established that for a parochas, that the it's okay that you're making this because it's a curtain that's made for that to go open and close as well. And that's even if it doesn't have a delet.
Again, I'm sorry. I was
saying the parochism is. I mean, with the parochus, that it's made to be open and closed. So, and we, I thought we established early on in the siman that the.
No. I'm hanging a parochus over here on Shabbos.
Oh, it's not up already.
It's not up already.
Okay, fine.
So I'm making a mechitza. I have kavanah to make a mechitza over here.
Okay.
So, and even though, you know, I mean, the Shaar HaTzion in Beis and Gimel touches on this idea that, you know, you definitely have a kavanah to make a mechitza. And that which the oil comes along, if it wasn't your kavanah, we'll have to go, like, they say, the Rosh Hashanah Miskavan is us. The problem is, the Rosh Hashanah Miskavan. Like we saw this idea before, Dabar Shem Miskaven is a difficult concept in this situation. The Rambam, this is the case of the Gemara. Even though Dabar Shem Miskaven is Osir, that's when what you're doing is clearly a Malacha, the Moshul. So a person, Rav holds, not like we Paskin, Rav holds Dabar Shem Miskaven is Osir. So a person would drag a chair, and the chair will make the chair possibly could make a charitz, dig something out, even though it's not definite, it's not a psik ratio, it's a loss. Either it wasn't your intent, but if it happens, it's called you did it. But at the end of the day, making a charitz is an issa which is intrinsic. You may, whereas when you're dealing with oil and these type of things, if you have no kavanah l'shem oil, does it have a din of an oil? If it doesn't have, you know, even if I have no kavanah for it, it's not called an oil. So the fact that the whole Dabar Shem Miskaven also is not going to change that. It's not an oil,
right? You have to come on to that.
In other words, the mashal, there's a Magen Mishnah which says that if a person pulls a splinter of wood off of a piece of wood. So the Farish didn't more if a person does it, the shame to using it as a toothpick, yischayev, it's a malach of the race. And a toothpick and shot.
Okay,
he pulls up a splinter, not the shame making a toothpick, he has no use for a toothpick, he's malach of the pot. Now let's say we hold the Rosh Hashanah Miskaven as Osir. Well, you made a toothpick. No, I didn't. A splinter is not a toothpick unless I decide to use it as a toothpick. The Magen Mishnah says it's not a toothpick, but it's a, it's a splinter batsim. If you want to use it as a toothpick, it becomes a toothpick. If you don't want to, it's not a toothpick. So Dabar Shem Miskaven wouldn't apply over there.
Right.
So Pasha's this din over here should be the same thing. So that's what you're saying, that he's saying that that's not true. And we said this once before that that's not true, and it's still difficult to understand why that's so. Okay. Now you have the case of the kila. What's the case of the kila? Hana Yuria Prusim Ilamala Aleza Dover. You have a piece of cloth which is spread out over something. Manasis kein talis kfula shibirana besif yud. It's like the case of the talis kfula. Umayri shikor chale achuta mashichim vodyam, and it has straps. Tumin the peroich is dairi ba mikorer. The shakal dasa ramash yiyo le korach chuta mibodyam. Remember, the Rambam's case also, Ramashita's the case of peroich also requires that there should be something attached. So we're all talking about the same thing. So it has a chutz. It tells me that you can't do it. Now, if it has a chutz, why can't I do it? He says, because we're worried about the case where you're going to make a case of a tefach. And we saw before from the Magen of Rama, in a case you're making a gag tefach, the fact that the chutim are there doesn't help. That's more along the lines of an oil kava than an oil aroi. Um, The koshkin, obviously, the gehechesh agag ruch of harbe, when it's wider than that, it's a problem. The ain lo lamala ruch of tefach, lo kamer lo demutu lo farsa lo kuliyama, kishikorach lo achuta mashichim abadyot. So the case has to be that you're making something which is a tefach wide, which wasn't there beforehand, and you're making a tefach wide, so korach, the fact that there's a chut attached doesn't help you. So he says, so you make this keel over here, so you can't set it up because it's not possible. Shall it be a meal or it's the teos or the roy? Mem zayin she afsher. That's a learner. The name a hecha shakila he rechava. Shekol echad yikshe rak zove shakila lak solim nishar em shakila munach ala karka vena leh shem oyol oyol leh kamash mulon. So the scenario which we're sort of trying to address that you shouldn't be don't make a mistake, that it's still also even in a case where it's going to flop down to the ground, and you're just attaching it in these places, and where you're being meisich it, where you're tightening it, it's still going to leave the thing touching the ground. He says, but the meisah there's going to be a little bit off of the ground, and that's considered an oil aroy, and that's why. You're making an oil of roi, the chetchila on Shabbos with a gag of a tefach, therefore the chut over there is not going to help. I don't get the metzius 100%, like what was the function of this thing, what were you doing with it exactly, if it's basically lying on the ground still. This is so big that even the angle would allow you to sleep under, even though it was in the middle, it was down the ground. So I don't picture exactly what was the scenario. Okay. So those are all the cases of the Gemara, which the Gemara talks about this, the different types of extending, stretching things, coverings over things, etc. on Shabbos. This is talking beginning in Kuf Lamed Ches and Kuf Lamed Tes, beginning of the 20th paragraph in Shabbos. Okay. Now, go back to the case which he touched on before, a case of putting something over the top of a barrel. So we discussed it in the case of the Mishameris, the strainer going over the top of the barrel. Now we're going to talk about a case of baggage. Over here, your goal is to cover the barrel, that things shouldn't fall in. Right? So you want to protect the contents of the barrel, and you want to put a baggage over the top of the barrel. Lo yishtachenu al panei kuloi mishum oil. So the loch is, you can't cover the whole barrel. Because that's considered making an oil. A yoniyah ksasimenu megul, you should leave part of it open. V'hani mili kishakuba pirish kli, the kuba means the kli that you're putting on top of, chasera tefach, there's a gap of a tefach between the contents and the covering. Alamena chasera tefach motor dein kan oil. But if the barrel is so full that it's within the wine or whatever it is within one tefach, within the upper tefach's most of the barrel. So when you cover it over, you're not making an oil because there's not an airspace of a tefach beneath it. The same way we discussed the idea that oil needs a tefach wide, it also needs a tefach beneath it to be considered an oil. If you put something within a tefach of the ground, so it's not called you made an oil. So here. So over here, it's within a tefach of the wine inside the barrel that they'll call you're making an oil. So it has to be the case where the container is emptier than that. Now, this theoretically should raise a tremendous amount of questions. So I have a bottle, and I put the cover back on the bottle, I'm making an oil. I'm covering the whole thing, and if there's a gap of a tefach, it should be a problem to put the cover back on the shop. So we take the cover.
How big it has to be, at least a tefach.
Has to be a tefach, right?
So, most bottle caps are not tefach.
You have a pitcher, you could put a cover on a pitcher.
You're
having one of these, nice size pitchers, and you have a cover comes off, put it back on, top of you make your orange juice, stir it up, put the cover back on. Excuse me. How you ought to do that? Okay.
An umbrella on Shabbos, according to that, if you squash the umbrella on your head so that there's not a tefach?
Not a tefach wide?
Oh, not a tefach between your head and your...
Yeah, but there's still a tefach between that and the ground. So I'm not sure you necessarily measure, it's not really... not only protecting you, it's also protecting all parts of your body. Your head's not going to fill that space. To take away the lach of tefa. Okay, well, maybe we'll hold the Mishnah Berurah for tomorrow. We're holding in Sefer Gimel. We have to do the Mishnah Berurah on Sefer Gimel.